Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Praise God. Good to see all of you. Yes, Mommy Mariam, good to see you with your grandchild. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, I have a testimony. Yesterday, someone sent me 100,000 shillings for preaching about the feast of chapati and other things. But they, on a serious note, they wrote that. Feast of what? Chapati. Hallelujah. Yeah, then there's a certain member in LAT who sent me a video of someone who was talking about tithing, how it is not of God. And the person was asking me, Pastor, what do you have to say? I'm like, I'm not going to answer this question. I told him, I preached about it. Then they responded, yeah, so what is your opinion? I'm like, I preached about it. You can look for it. Glory be to God. Yeah, you know, this high level of unseriousness. People, and this person, it's not like they came to LAT last week. The things right now you shouldn't be asking with Johan. You understand? You shouldn't be asking me. They are, now someone was asking me that. I took time some time ago, what, twice, you know? Now they're asking me. And they expect me to what? To answer such. I refused. I was like, you go and look for it. I even didn't tell them where to look for it. Because now I was waiting for that question. That look for it from where? But it didn't come. And I wouldn't have answered it anyway. Glory be to God. Yeah, this is very unserious. Hallelujah. Very what? I'm serious. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But is that woman born again? You may be dealing with someone who's not born again. You, when you next meet her, first take her through. You're going to start talking about those things when someone hasn't yet entered. Maybe, you understand? You can find that she knows. Because how does a believer believe in reincarnation? It is not even hinted at anywhere in the scriptures. So you can find that she's in the new age. Yeah, but even Catholics don't say anything near incarnation. Incarnation is a new age thing, which is Hinduism. Muslim stuff, new age stuff. You know this Sudhir Rajiv stuff. You know, eh? That's why they don't eat cow. They don't eat goat. Because your relative could have come back as a goat. You understand? So that is, now how does a Christian, there's no even Christian cult that talks, who says that. So man, you had better, first start from what? Nursery. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, but now that one, I don't have anything to do with them. Like in a sense, now we are here. Start to send me a video about it, then you ask me, what is my opinion? Honestly, no. Glory be to God. Flora, that's very, very bad. But it wasn't her, all right? Yes. And there are others who ask me questions, and sometimes I answer them, but without joy. Because I'm like, really, really? Been born again over 10 years? No child. You know, eh? Glory be to God. One of the reasons is because a good number of you spend more time on YouTube researching about everything Trump says every day, what Biden responded. You know, you spend more time on that. That's why you see when you flow, when you talk about, when you start what? To talk about those things. But when it comes to basics like resurrection, you start to stammer. You know, and you've been born again for over 10 years, or 10 years. But they ask you about Biden, you flow, you know. Eh? Resurrection, you're fidgeting with words. Hallelujah. Okay. Yeah, but God won't blame that on what? On the leaders here. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I think we have done our part. Honestly, there's a series we did on the basics, the foundation of what? Now, that's my opinion of even what? With tithing. It's even in the book. And someone, what? Okay? Those were videos which waste preachers' time. Because a video can be like 5 minutes. Those are five precious minutes. That's why I'm not on many groups. Send videos and someone else, you know, you're doing a thing, a video comes. You know, wasting time. And before you know it, the day has ended. Hallelujah. Okay? By the way, I watch very few of that stuff, of those videos which you send me. Very few of them. I just watch, delete. Especially if when you send them, you don't say what it's about. You just send a video. So someone has to... At least you state that it's about this. Then I can choose. You understand? Eh? Glory be to God. Alan's videos, I watch them. Glory be to God. Yeah, Alan's videos, I watch them. Okay? Grace Joy hasn't yet sent me any. But hopefully. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. Yes, and Joan knows that what? Character. Fond of, like high level and seriousness, man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? So which feast? The feast of Passover, isn't it? Which means what? Yeah, it is there, but you remove it, okay? Yeah, we shall just start from this. Yeah, so the feast of what? Passover, which means what? And then the next one? Unleavened bread, the burial, then Alana, the next one. Yeah, when he died, he rose. That is so, like it's easy to follow stuff, you understand? You know, because so when he rose, we shall also rise. So he was a first fruit, isn't it? Then the next one, Eden. Yeah, the Feast of Weeks, okay? Pentecost, isn't it? 50 days from the Feast of First Fruits. And the next one, that should be so simple. Helen. Glory be to God. Eh? Yeah, trumpets, the one that we are waiting for, isn't it? Yeah, it is the one we are waiting for. All the others were fulfilled. We are waiting for trumpets, okay? At which point, Jesus will return and we shall be raptured, isn't it? The trumpet shall sound and those who are dead in Christ shall rise again. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air and thus shall we always be with the Lord, isn't it? Glory be to God. Last week we also talked about the feast of what? The Day of Atonement, okay? Yeah, to atone means cover, but it will really be to forgive. And in specific, it is talking about Israel, okay? When they will finally accept their Messiah, okay? They will acknowledge him as Lord, as God, as Savior. And the Bible says in Romans 11, as we saw, that all Israel shall be saved, okay? The Israel that will be in existence at that time, of course, isn't it? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Now today we shall continue with that, amen? And now just to warn you, we might have to read a lot, isn't it? Yeah, we might have to read a lot. Glory be to God. Amen? A lot. Okay? But for our own good, amen? So that you don't what? You don't embarrass Jesus when you meet someone, a Christian who's talking about what? Reincarnation. Then you flow together, man. You know, eh? You flow in the kabozo of reincarnation. In Gatoli Nayo. Honestly, really? Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, so now What will happen? So Jesus will return, okay? And as you remember, at that time, Israel will also be in war, isn't it? So he will save them. Now we're going to see, but at the end of the day, we shall have addressed the Feast of Tabernacles, the last one, isn't it? So, yes, so we're going to see some of the other things that will happen when Jesus returns. Amen? Hallelujah. So, Revelation chapter 20, from verse 1. Okay? Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. Okay? He laid hold of the dragon. You remember the dragon that went after the woman with the 12 stars, okay, and then failed to get the woman. Then he went after those who hold the testimony of Jesus and the word of God, and that means Christians, isn't it? So this dragon, yeah, and the Bible there in Revelation 12 told us that the dragon is the devil. So this angel laid hold of the dragon, okay, the devil, Satan, and bound him for how many years? 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should not deceive the nations anymore till the 1,000 years were finished. Notice, it hasn't said anything about fire or hell. It is just the bottomless pit. Then he says that, but after these things, he must be released for a little while. He must be released for how long? Then John says that, and I saw thrones, and they sat on them. Those are Christians who were raptured, isn't it? I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment or authority was committed to them. Because remember, we are going to reign with Jesus, not in heaven, but on earth. There's nothing for you in heaven to reign over. Glory be to God. When God created man, he put him on earth. Earth is his dominion. So the reigning with Jesus is not in heaven. We shall come back to reign with him on earth. Okay? He's coming back to earth, and we shall also be with him, and we shall reign with him on earth. Okay? All right? Then he says, then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast, the Antichrist, okay, or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead, now this is something most Christians don't know. You remember, at the rapture, those who are dead in Christ rise. Okay? But as I told you, those who did not die in the Lord don't rise. You understand? Their bodies don't rise. Their souls and spirits are in hell. You understand? Eh? But they don't rise with the saints. They rise at this point. Okay? Verse 5 says that, but the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. Okay, then he said that this is the first resurrection. The first resurrection is our resurrection. Okay, those who die in the Lord. Okay, but if Jesus comes back and you didn't die, okay, you will never die. Okay, your body will be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. 1 Corinthians 15. So the first resurrection is the resurrection at the coming of Jesus. The second resurrection will be after 1,000 years. Okay? Glory be to God. Verse 7 says that now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. The beloved city is Jerusalem. Never forget that. Amen? And fire came down from God out of heaven and destroyed them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. Okay, remember, at first it was bottomless pit. Now, lake of fire. Okay, into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet are. For them, they were thrown there at the beginning of the 1,000 years. You understand, when Jesus came to fight for Israel, okay, remember, the Antichrist was the head of that war. Okay, so he was killed and was his body was buried, as we shall see. But his spirit went straight to the lake of fire. Glory be to God. Amen. And yes, they will be tormented day and night forever and ever and ever. Glory be to God. So please don't waste time praying for the devil to repent or for God to have mercy on him. His verdict is already in the what? Scriptures. It is forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, women, mothers. Today is Mother's Day. Mother's Day, are we? Mother's Day. You know, you have so much compassion. Glory be to God. And it is of God. So now you can even start to have compassion on the devil. Bambi. Those things. Here it is what? They have compassion on people. Amen? People who are not saved, okay? But for the devil, it is sealed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now, that is one of the things that will happen when Jesus comes back in the millennium or at the beginning of it. Okay, Satan will be bound, thrown into the bottomless pit. Isn't it? Then the saints will reign with him. Okay? Hallelujah. Other things are which we have read, for them they will happen after the 1,000 years. Now, at the beginning of the reign, or when Jesus comes back, this you already know. Okay. Ezekiel chapter 39 from verse 1. God says, "And you, son of man," of course God is talking to Ezekiel, "and you, son of man, prophesy against Gog." Okay, now Gog, for your information here, is standing for the Antichrist. Okay, who lead the war against Israel and the saints of God. Amen? So he says, "And you, son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Gog, the prince of Rosh." This is not Russia. Okay? The Americans see Russia and they say that it's Russia. But remember, I think it was the other year. We went through this. This is okay. This actually, some, like NIV, I think, it translates it better by letting us know that Rosh should also have been translated as, because Rosh in Hebrew, it means head. So here, it should have been translated as chief prince, head prince. You understand? Head prince. But somehow the translators left it like that. I guess they were American. So they can really show you Russia. Then Meshek. So they can really show you that is Moscow. Okay, but these places existed somewhere around Turkey. Okay, and some at the border, I think, of Turkey and Syria. So this is not Russia, amen? So he said, "Behold, I'm against you, O Gog, the chief prince, the head prince," okay, "and Meshech and Tubal. Then he says, I will turn you around and lead you on, bringing you up from the far north," okay? These places are in the north of Israel, isn't it? "And bring you against the mountains of Israel." Now, this one is for free. In the Jews, hills are also called mountains. Okay? They don't have a word for hills. Okay? Hills are what? Mountains. Glory be to God. So Israel doesn't have mountains everywhere. You know, some are hills like Akasozi, Kemakedere. You know, I was I went to the airport to pick Jordan's brother on when was it? Friday. Yeah. So I was there. I was teaching my daughter Eden what Entebbe means, the word. Okay, so I asked her, so I said, it means a chair. Okay, and that place is called that because the colonialists, remember when you reign, okay, you sit, isn't it, on a throne, basically a chair. So the colonialists reigned from Entebbe. So their seat, their throne was in that place, which the locals began to call Entebbe, a chair. Okay, so anyway, then so we saw the lake. So I told her that, you know, these guys, man, they chose nice places. Glory be to God. They really, and you would do the same, isn't it? You choose nice what? Hey. Yes, it's interesting that they didn't take, then later, of course, they shifted from Entebbe to Kampala. Okay, but they didn't go to, there's that place, dry, flat land, like Ruero, is it? Nakasongola, what is your village? Sam, your village? Kakabala, flat, man. No hills, beauty. The colonialists, you know, they came here, man. I think Kampala has how many hills? Are there seven? Yeah. Oh, there are more. Anyway, beautiful, you know, A place without hills, man. Flat. So when you build your house, you just be like, you won't see some car hill there. Nothing, man. So the colonialists, man, you know, they also loved what? Nice things. Okay? That's why many of them went to Fort Portal. Okay? They went to what? By the way, this thing of Kabale, the Switzerland of Africa, you should know who said that. It was a colonialist man. And it was again to encourage others to come. You understand? You say, man, this place is so nice. Come and we real, as in, we enslave this child so that we can have it. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Okay, hills, isn't it? So he says, I will turn you around and lead you on, bringing you up from the far north and bring you against the mountains of Israel. Then I will knock the bow out of your left hand and cause the arrows to fall out of your right hand. You shall fall upon the mountains of Israel, you and all your troops and the peoples who are with you. Okay? You've read it? That's verse what? Okay, now verse 11. Verse 11 says that it will come to pass in that day that I'll give Gog, the Antichrist, a burial place there in Israel. Okay? So the Antichrist will be buried where? In Israel. But Revelation 20 told us that the devil, okay, after the 1,000-year reign in Christ, will meet the Antichrist in the lake of fire. So now when he's killed here, his body is buried, okay? But his spirit and soul are where? In the lake of fire. Glory be to God. You understand that? Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Now, but let me just say it, okay? If people want to cry, let them cry. Now, like Dennis's dad. So, Dennis, if you want to cry again, those are yours. Dennis's dad died in the Lord, didn't it? He was buried in Mtungamo, but his spirit and soul went to heaven. And he had a dream when he saw him in heaven, dressed in a canon's attire. Hallelujah. Okay, now, at the resurrection, his spirit will come and his body will rise. You understand? But his body will also be chained in the twinkling of an eye. He will have a glorified body. You understand? Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, but the Antichrist, yes, I think his body will also rise because he's going to be a man, taken over by the devil. Okay? So, I think also him, of course, like all people, his body will also rise at the end of the 1,000 years. Isn't it? But rise not for forgiveness or so for whatever, but to be what? Judged and forever sent to. Basically, in fact, he goes back to the lake of fire. Isn't it? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, the other thing that will happen also, and I think it will happen immediately after that war, is the judgment of nations. Glory be to God. All right? Many people don't know that Matthew chapter 25 from verse 31, it is actually talking about what will happen, okay, when Jesus comes, okay? Basically, it is about judging nations, okay, whether they were for Israel during that Antichrist war, okay, or they were anti-Israel. You understand? So Jesus says that when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will do what? Then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All nations will be gathered before him. How? I don't know. Maybe there will be representatives. Okay? But nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as the shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Okay? Then the king, Jesus, will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me what? Food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Okay, now, all these things that are not good, okay, will happen to the Jews, okay, during that war, the Antichrist. Okay, you remember, many are going to go into captivity. Many are going to be refugees. Okay, those remain in Israel, many are going to suffer. It's going to be bad. That's why it is called, anyway, the Great Tribulation. Okay, some will be hungry, some will be food, some people will be celebrating. Hear that, those Jews, finally, you know, okay? America can't help them anymore. Okay? So, yes, okay? Let's go on to verse 40. Okay, and the king will answer. No, okay, let's go back. Okay, then the righteous will answer saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you as a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" Then the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these brethren," you did it to who? You did it to me. The least of the brethren, okay? The first implication of it in context, it is first and foremost talking about the Jews. Okay? Okay? Please remember that Jesus is a Jew, isn't it? So his brethren, these are the Jews, first and foremost, okay? And all those things will befall them, okay, in the tribulation. Israel will be persecuted. Israel, Jews will need help. Glory be to God. All right? So there will be some nations which will help. Okay? Not all nations are going to go with the Antichrist. Okay, like I think Egypt, I think the Bible talks about Egypt being one of those who will jam, man. Okay, and the Antichrist, in fact, will go for Egypt. Okay, hallelujah. Anyway, so there will be some what? Nations which will help Israel and others which won't. Okay, and those who won't, okay, what does the Bible say will happen to them? Okay. They will be cast, okay, into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Those who bless them, they will go on. Glory be to God. As the rest of the the scripture, it says, hallelujah, glory be to God. The other thing that will happen will be the regathering of those Jews from the nations where they fled, where they went as refugees, where they were held captive. Okay? Remember, they say that they fled. You remember the flood? Anyway, you know those things, okay? So they fled to different nations. Hallelujah. But when Jesus comes back, at the end of the war, he will regather the Jews back home. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 8. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people. Okay, but now this is talking about Jesus. Amen? I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritages. Okay? In context here, the earth is talking about the nation of Israel. Okay? In context, okay? So, Jesus, okay, the king, the Messiah, okay, will help when he returns in the restoration after the war. Okay? And he will cause them, the Jews, to inherit the desolate heritages. Okay? Remember, there are going to be bombs and maybe even nuclear stuff, man. Okay? So, many places will be left with desolate. Is it desolate or desolate? Christine, you went to Unakasero, primary, and you are staying in Kololo. So, surely. And you went to Gayaza. So, is it desolate or desolate? Eh? Or both? Depending where your village is, if it is in what? Kakavala. Hallelujah. Okay, so anyway, that you, Jesus, may say to the prisoners, you see, prisoners, okay, that go forth. Okay, Jesus will come and set free the captives of Israel. Okay, so that you may say to the prisoners, go forth, and to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the roads. Okay, now he's leading them back home. Glory be to God. It's going to be like the first Exodus. Glory be to God. When they left Egypt, and walked back to what? To Israel, okay? To the promised land. So as they are going back home, it says that they shall feed along the roads, and their pastures shall be on the desolate heights. They shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike them. Okay? Remember Moses' crowd. There was a rock which followed them, isn't it? Provided water. Then there was manna from heaven, isn't it? Anyway, so he took, and now it's going to happen again. Glory be to God. Then, remember, the cloud, there was the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. So it is going to be kind of the same thing, so that the heat and the sun doesn't do what? Strike them. For he who has mercy on them will lead them. Okay? Some people now in this context, they refer to Jesus as the greater Moses. Okay? Glory be to God. So he will lead them even by the springs of water. He will guide them. Then God says, I will make each of my mountains a road, and my highways shall be elevated. Surely they shall come from afar. Look, those from the north and the west, and those and these from the land of Sinim, okay? Go and find out where that place is, okay? Then he says, sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people. Okay, Flora, his people, the Jews. You remember Art Rheingold, okay? We had the head of a department at Berkeley called Art Rheingold, okay? He was a Jew. He was an American Jew. And anyway, I trained God. He was an interesting chap. Okay? So the Lord has done what? Comforted his people. This is after the war. Okay? After the war. Glory be to God. And he will have mercy on his afflicted. But Zion, Israel, said, the Lord has forsaken me, and the Lord has forgotten me. You understand? Bakunyigira mukona. Tewali atasa. Glory be to God. But it's going to be so bad for Israel. Okay? And as the Bible says, for the saints also. It's going to be terrible, man. That they will say, man, the Lord has forsaken us. And the Lord has forgotten me. Okay? But then God says that, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they must forget. You know, there are some bad women. Okay? The bad women, they don't deserve a card on Mother's Day. Glory be to God. Very, very bad. Okay? So here it says that, can a woman forget her nursing child and have not compassion on her son, on the son of her womb? Then God says that surely they may forget. There's some women, man. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There's something I wanted to say, but some people who stoned me and they might never come back to LAT. There's a tribe in Uganda which says that children are children of the man. Eh? And understand that it implies that what? That she can leave the child with a man. And she goes and what? Starts another life. You know, eh? I've heard about that. Basically, say what? I don't want to say it in what? Vernacular. That the what? The children are for the man. So, meaning that they can dump their kids and say, ah, there's your what? your what? Merchandise, your wealth, your whatever, your offspring. For me, I've gone to begin another life. So here they are. God says that surely they may forget, yet me, God, I will not do what? I will not forget you. Who is this you? Israel. God will never forget Israel. Glory be to God. Okay? Yes, the people say, but they're unbelievers. True, you're right. But you see, God made a covenant with Abraham. And the covenant he made, it is called an everlasting covenant. Glory be to God. Everlasting. Man, you just pray that one day God just appears to you and makes an everlasting one. Hey, whatever you do, you will never be broke. Glory be to God. Even if I give you money and you waste it, I've made a covenant. Glory be to God. That means, man, you just say, what? I have 50 more in the bank. How are you? You know, because God says, whatever I do, I'll never be broke. Okay? But then you'll be punished. Okay? But you'll still not be broke. You understand? But you what? Because you do those trips out of the will of God. And in fact, you might die on one of those trips. So you die, but when you are what? Prosperous. You didn't see financial depression, but you die, man. Okay? The plane you're on crashes. You understand? Okay? Now, like LAT, we have a covenant with God. Okay? It was 27th October 2019. God made a covenant with us. Okay? Of things which he has to do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That is why you see whether we are 10 or what, our rents are, because God is like, these guys must still exist. Because I made the one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, Yes, so they may forget, but God says that I can't forget Israel. In fact, there's some, I think, in Jeremiah 31 or 32, where it says that, you know, as long as the sun and the stars and the moon, as long as you can still see them, okay, that means that I am still for Israel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now it behooves us, okay, in whatever circumstance, to always be for Israel. Glory be to God. Amen. In fact, God said that I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who do what? Who curse you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, they may forget, those bad women, those bad mothers may forget, but I will never what? Forget you. Then he says that, see, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hand. Your walls are continually before me. The Amplified Version of the Bible, okay, says, yes, I've inscribed. Then it also says, I have tattooed you. Yeah? You know what I'm going to ask. Are tattoos evil? Yeah? Okay. Yeah. But your daughter is disagreeing with you. Well, yeah, let parents answer that for their kids, okay? Yeah, tattoos, okay? A tattoo of Jesus, is it evil, you know? I am for Jesus. Eh? Oh, man, these days I support Liverpool, man. Eh? Not really, but I support that guy. Gakpo, eh? Is it? Gakpo. Man, the guy, whatever, you know, I am for Jesus. Glory be to God. Man, that's cool, eh? Now, such a guy, man, you honor him, man. Because the Christians in the Premier League who are ducking. You understand that? Then there's a captain who was forced to wear that, it's called what? The rainbow, eh? The gay thing. Then he wrote on it his own words. Isn't it? Again, something to do with Jesus. Then they also, what? They wanted to take him to the disciplinary committee. Okay? So, man, there's some game, man. Because you put yourself in their shoes, would you have done a thing like that? You know, eh? Like Gabco, where he knows there are consequences. That thing was banned when Brazil. When Brazil at a certain World Cup, okay, they all, when they won, they unleashed their what? They teach, and they all talk about Jesus. And now, they buy, they're like, never again. Now, this Gapko guy knows it, but he's like, unyachikola. Glory be to God. And he did it. Man, you own such chaps. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? He did it. As other people are calling themselves red devils. Okay? Someone is like, I what? I belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. Man, that's so cool, man. Hallelujah. Very soon, for me, I just support that chap, not his team. Glory be to God. Kwezi, what about you? Hallelujah. Yeah, but Man City, but I belong to Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Christians are ducking. There was, I think it was last year, there was a Muslim who jumped. Muslim ya Ghana. No Christian was coming. No Muslim in Ghana. And man, you could see guys didn't know what to do, man. Because they know now if you touch him, you're going to whatever the whole Muslim. And now, this is where I was coming. These guys don't want people to whatever Jesus. But they're the same guys who mourn the death of the Pope. Now they are so looking for, in fact, before they march, they all honor the death of the Pope. You understand? They now are waiting for the next Pope. That just shows you that the Catholic Church is a joke. Because it is, what's the word? It is celebrated, isn't it? By guys who are anti-Jesus. The same football, the same football associations which are anti, I belong to Jesus, celebrate the Pope. They were so sad when he died. Even before the match, they had to wait, like a moment of silence. A guy who apparently is preaching Jesus. The Jesus they say you shouldn't tell us about. So that just shows you that there's something very wrong with the Catholic Church. Glory be to God. Right now, Satan and BBC are still now can't bogey about Americano. Eh? You know Americano? That's coffee, by the way. You know that? Yeah? Okay. Yes, it is. Yeah, the Pope is an American, okay? But you see, but the point I'm trying to make is you can see there's something wrong. Okay? If these guys were anti-GAPCO, are celebrating you, a preacher of the Jesus of GAPCO, then that means your Jesus is not GAPCO's Jesus. Do you understand? For me, that's why, man, the Catholic Church, you can't convince me. Glory be. Celebrated. Even at that match, the first, a moment of silence. Then they jam a guy who's wearing the Jesus thing. But they're celebrating the head of the Christians. Do you understand? Something is wrong. Something is what? Something is wrong, man. Glory be to God. Amen? So God says, I will never forget you. I've inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your words are continued before me. Then he said, your sons shall make haste. They're coming back, isn't it? Your destroyers and those who laid you waste shall go away from you. Lift your eyes, look around and see. All these gather together and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourselves with them as an ornament and bind them on you as a bride does. Okay? For your waste and desolate places and the land of your destruction will even now be too small for the inhabitants. Okay? Israel, the nation of Israel, will be too small for them. Okay? And those who swallowed you up will be far from you. The children you will have after you've lost the others, because many of them are going to be killed. Many of them are going to be killed. But God here says that the children you have later will say again in your ears, the place is too small for me. Give me a place where I may dwell. Then you say in your heart, who has begotten? By the way, this sounds like what is going to happen with LAT. Glory be to God. Now, you go back and read it. Amen? Then you say in your heart, who has begotten this for me? Remember, there's a list of prodigals. You understand? God will gather these people, what? And the place will be too small for us, isn't it? Then you say in your heart, who has begotten these for me? Since I've lost my children and I am desolate, a captive and wandering to and fro. And who has brought these up? There I was, left alone. Okay? But these, where were they? Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand in an oath to the nations and set up my standard for the peoples. They shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Glory be to God. Kings shall be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their faces to the earth and lick up the dust of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed who wait for me. Eleti will not be ashamed. Glory be to God. For we have waited upon the Lord. Then God asks a question. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty? The mighty now is the dragon and the Antichrist, isn't it? Because he has captured Israel, he has made many captives, prisoners. So God asks, shall the prey be taken from the mighty? All the captives of the righteous be delivered? Verse 25, but thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. Your children, the Jews. God said, I will save them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, when Jesus begins to reign, okay, Israel is regathered into the land, then there will start a journey back to Eden, like the conditions of the earth. Okay, there will begin a restoration of the earth. Hallelujah. Okay, Isaiah chapter 11 from verse 1. This is talking about, it says in verse 1 that there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse. Okay, basically, Jesse was David's father. Okay, and it is through David that Jesus came, isn't it? So this is talking about Jesus, isn't it? Then in verse 2 and 3, he talks about the Spirit being upon him, isn't it? And him judging with righteous judgment. Okay? Now, then in verse 6, okay, in context, okay? Okay, when that descendant of Jesse, David, is reigning, verse 6 says that the wolf, cuckoo, is it the wolf or the wolf? Wolf. Gloria, eh? Glory. Here, those what? Pronunciation. The wolf. But you know, the English language, where does wolf come from here? It is really wolf, isn't it? Joanne. Eh? Teacher Joanne. In my opinion, the English language is just too, it is very inconsistent. And so the wolf shall dwell with the lamb. Yeah? We shake it. So the wolf shall not eat the lamb. Okay? When Jesus comes back, okay? The leopard shall lie down with a young goat. Just imagine, now like, Sam is okay. We seated there, and there's a table with pork, and he's not touching it. Yeah? This is what it means, man. What is akawo in English? Yeah? Scent, eh? The aroma, very good. Aroma. Now, yeah, you're not interested. Glory be to God. Amen? So the wolf shall do what? Okay, the leopard shall die, shall lie down with a young goat. The calf and the young lion. Glory be to God. The calf and the young lion together. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? You know when you have girls, okay? Women in your house. Some of their cupboards is, what is your best? What are your best color? You never find men asking those questions. Has Matthew ever asked such questions? Matthew, you say, no. What is your best color? What is your, but maybe they can ask, what is your best animal? Okay, but best color. What is your best color? What is your best, you know. And so Eden one time asked me that, what is your best animal? Then I said, a lion. Okay, you know that pic of a lion when, you know, man, I think it's so cool, man. Glory be to you. Then there's, years ago, there was a pic of that kind, okay? And the lion was saying that what? It was like going and saying, you know, then he said that, you know, I'm not proud, but I only eat meat. Like, I'm not boasting, but the truth of the matter is, for me, I only eat meat. Glory be to God. But it's day that the end is coming for it. Glory be to God. The end is what? It is around the corner. The calf and the lion shall whatever together. Okay, and a little child will do what? Will lead them. Glory be to God. But even lizards, geckos. Oh, this is implied over here. Hallelujah. By the way, there are some women who are, over there, women plus plus. Sibategera, because I know a woman in this church. Do you know what is your favorite channel? No, there's a woman in this church, her best channel is what? When animals are eating other animals, man. When a lion goes after them, it tears it, blood comes out. There's a woman in this church where she loves. Now, for me, I can't watch that stuff. I can't watch boxing, wrestling. I can't watch, man, an animal being torn apart. But there's a woman in this church who, glory be to God. And she's seated on the front row here. Very spiritual. Name is a program. Okay, now I just. And she's a mother. A mother with compassion, you know. But now, an animal, a lion tearing up another like animal. For compassion, man. Now, how that's happened, that's when you're like, some women are women plus plus. Because I just, when I got to know about that years ago, I sat and I was like, how does this happen? Like, to this day, I just don't know how, what? Because of what? Brothers. That woman has brothers. More brothers. But I just can't click that. I can't watch that stuff. I can't. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen. At least, yeah, you know. But you can find that even those who fear bullets, wars, what, they can also be like interested in that. Isn't that so, Andrew? Glory be to God. But this is what is going to happen when Jesus comes back. Isn't it? But remember, at this time, where is the devil? In the lake of fire, isn't it? No. Bottomless pit. Bottomless pit. Bottomless pit. Avayo. Narugayo. Okay. After 1,000 years. Glory be to God. And is thrown into the lake of fire. All right. Glory be to God. So we are at verse 6. Is there anything else to read from there? Okay, let's continue to verse 7. Okay, verse 7. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young ones shall lie down together. Just like it was in the Garden of Eden. Amen? And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. Okay? Glory be to God. No more what? Prosperity. The nursing child, okay, shall play by the cobra's hole. Okay? You see the cobra's hole and you put your what? Your hand in there, man, and nothing happened. Okay? And the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. Glory be to God. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be filled, okay, with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Isn't that going to be beautiful? Okay? Then he says that in that day there shall be a root of Jesse. Okay? In that day. Okay? And you know Jesse is one of the ancestors of the Lord. Okay? So, the root of Jesse, talking about Jesus, who shall stand as a banner to the people. For the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall become what? Glorious. Then he says in verse 11, it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again, the second time, to cover the remnant of his people who are left. Okay, he will do it again, just as it was done through Moses. Okay, so now, there are some people who say that all these things, God regarded them, okay? You remember 1948, when Israel was reborn, okay, that the Jews came back, okay? But that coming back was not the real one. There's the real one that is what? Going to happen. When they will be scattered out of Israel, and then they will be regathered back by the Lord himself. Hallelujah. Amen? So he will regather them from all those places. Hallelujah. And as we saw, the Lord will be leading them himself. Okay? Isaiah 60 verse 20. No more shall any infant there live but a few days, nor any old man who has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, even the sinners, okay, who, you know, say, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. So even sinners will live for long during the 1,000 years when Jesus will be reigning on earth. Okay? When you die at 90, hagambo mwana omuntu afudde. Glory be to God. Okay? People who are 90 will be youth. Glory be to God. They will be youth. Yeah? Abasigas. Tiniko. Apoli. Hallelujah. Anyway, but it's going to be glorious. It's going to be what? But remember, at this time, you'll also be here on earth, reigning with Jesus. For you will never die again. Remember, you are raptured, given a body that can't die, can't get sick, doesn't feel pain, like Adam before the fall. Glory be to God. But we shall be eating, isn't it? We shall be what? Yes, we shall be enjoying life. Okay? But sin can't touch us. We shall no longer be able to be tempted to sin. Do you understand? As in, man, we had better make it to that day. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Verse 25. Verse 25 says, the wolf, okay? We read this, isn't it? The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy what? Mountain. Glory be to God. So that is basically the 1,000-year reign of Christ, isn't it? There'll the beginning of a transition back to how things were before the fall. It won't be perfect, okay? It won't be the real Eden. Because, see, people will be dying, isn't it? Okay? And then, after those 1,000 years, the devil will be released. And he will get guys to follow him. Okay? Those people who are still in their natural bodies. Okay? Who were born during that time. Okay? So they'll be able to be tempted and they'll give in and they'll follow the devil. Okay? You remember? We read in, I think, Revelation 20. He will deceive them and tell them, let's go to fight the Lord. And they will join him. Okay? So it won't be a perfect Eden. Okay? That will happen now after the 1,000 years. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. It says that, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. The all there is all who are in Christ, isn't it? Okay? Then it says, but each one in his own order. Christ, the first fruits. Okay? Afterward, those who are Christ at his coming. The rapture, isn't it? Say yes or no. Eh? Lydia, you learned the word Nangwa when you went to Fort Portal, Resurrection Sunday. That is the word, man. She came back with Nangwa, Nangwa, Nangwa. Do Do you have it in Runyankore? Nangwa. It's in Runyankore also. Lydia man found it, no? They went to a petrol station to buy fuel. Then the husband asked the attendant, "Do you use mobile money?" Uh-huh. Then the lady said, "Nangwa, nangwa, nangwa." Lydia was. That's what she came up with. Which she came back with. Nangwa, 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 nangwa. Basically, it means no. Okay? Hallelujah. So, at his coming, we also rise, isn't it? Those who are dead in Christ. Then, verse 24. Then comes the end. Which end is this? Okay? Which end is this? The end, you continue to read. It says, then comes the end. When he, Jesus, isn't it? When he, Jesus, delivers the kingdom to God the Father. Hallelujah. So after the reign of Jesus, the 1,000 years, okay, he will deliver the kingdom to God the Father. And that is the end that is being talked about. You understand? That is the end. Jesus is going to reign for 1,000 years. Okay? At the end of the 1,000 years, okay, then he will deliver the kingdom to the Father. Glory be to God. Okay? Okay, so he delivered the kingdom to the Father when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. Okay? Basically, all rule, let's go back, all rule, all power, all authority which is anti the Lord. Because remember again, it is at the end of the 1,000 years that the devil is released for a short while. Then after that, he's bound and forever thrown in what? In the lake of fire. So this is what it means, okay? When he puts an end to all rule and all authority and all power, okay? And by the way, then you remember, as John said in Revelation, okay, there will be the second resurrection. Okay? The sinners will rise. They will also be judged and also sent to the lake of fire. So now, that means that at that time, there shall not be any more sin and any more sinner on the earth. Glory be to God. And that means that, of course, there will not be any more death, isn't it? Glory be to God. That's why verse 25 says that what? For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. Glory be to God. Then I think it is verse 26 which say that the last enemy will be, I think, thank you. Anyway, so he said that now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him, to God, who put all things under him that God may be all in all. Okay? But some might say that the last enemy to be destroyed will be death. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? So you have understood the flow? Jesus reigns for 1,000 years. Okay? After that, okay, when even now the devil is finally dealt with, okay, then he will deliver the kingdom to the Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And at that time, thereafter, it will be what the Bible says in Revelation 21 from verse 1 to 5. John says that, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and first earth had done what? Passed away. Also, there was no more sea." By the way, we need to talk about this new heaven and new earth. It doesn't mean that this earth is going to be thrown somewhere and there will be a new one. You understand? According to Peter, okay? By the way, the new heaven here doesn't mean the heaven where God stays.
Okay? It just means the skies. Because remember, what fell was the earth. And the skies are in the earth, isn't it? Heaven didn't fall. So it doesn't need to be renewed. Oh, God doesn't need a new earth. It is this earth that fell that needs a what? Restoration. So by new heaven, it doesn't mean God's place will also be made new. No. The heaven, you remember there are three kinds of heaven? There's the first heaven, there's a second heaven, and the third heaven. Where? The third heaven is where God dwells, okay? The first heaven is what you see above there. Then the second is where you find principalities and powers and what? Rulers of darkness. Okay? Then the third heaven is where God is. So what is going to become new is the heaven, the first and the second. Okay? Because it fell, because it is part of the earth. You understand? Uh-huh. Then a new earth. According to Peter, it is going to be this earth that fell. I think the best word is to use is like renovation. Okay? Because he said there will be a whatever with fire. Eh? You remember it will be, what's the word that is used in KJV? Whatever with fire. Eh? Something like that. Huh? Okay? First Peter, anyway, first or second. Anyway, you can read those things. Glory be to God. Okay, so it's going to be renewed. And the renewing will be a perfect renewal. You understand that? Glory be to God. And then we shall be here. And so he says that I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had done what? Passed away. Verse 2, then I, John, saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with what? Men. Okay? What is the last feast? The feast of tabernacle. This will be it. The fulfillment of it. Okay? Jesus reigning on earth will be like the beginning, because Jesus is also God, isn't it? Okay? You remember he's going to reign here on earth for 1,000 years. But the real fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles will be this one here. When now God himself comes down to dwell with us. Hallelujah. For he said that, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them. Where? Not in heaven. On earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That will be the fulfillment of the seventh and last feast. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So what we need to do, we need to make sure that we are part of these people who will forever dwell with him. Isn't it? But the key or the most important thing is to be ready for the Feast of Trumpets. You understand? Feast of Trumpets, that is a thing, because it's like that is a door. Whoever doesn't go in through the Feast of what? With Trumpets, they will never get to this. Do you understand? Okay? The Feast of what? And it is the one that we are waiting for. Okay? But remember, it will happen before the, no, after the tribulation. Glory be to God. So this is coming, okay? It is what? Coming. Then it says in verse 4, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death. Remember, it says that the last enemy to be put to whatever will be death, isn't it? There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. Okay, Christine and Grace Joy, say amen. Hallelujah. No need to cry. Glory be to God. Especially crying for nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I heard of a story that happened in their home one day. So Christine,
mother and daughter, Grace Joy, were watching, I think, a movie. But I'm going to be away. Then Elizabeth came into the where they watch TV from. Then she saw them cry. Then she looked at them and laughed. Like, what is this? Like, people watching a movie, but they are crying. She just looked at them and just smiled and said, hey, she was amazed, man. So there will be no more what? Crying. There shall be no more pain for the former things I've done what? Passed away. Glory be to God. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these things are true and what? Faithful. Verse 6. Hallelujah. Who praise was also enjoying the flow. Glory be to God. Okay? Verse 8, rather. Verse 8 says, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, sexually immoral. Then also these guys from where? Can you, no? Utebako la chimiti, eh? The place where they eat people, where they chew people. Eh? Hey, doctor, can you, eh? You know that place in Buganda, eh? Where? Bukunja, yeah, very good. Bukunja gamba, utebakunja miti, bakunja bantu. Basically, sorcerers, okay? The Bukunja chaps, idolaters, okay? That includes Muslims and all other chaps, okay? And all liars. Glory be to God. Liars, better even liars who are Christians, idolaters who are Christians, sorcerers, you know, sexually immoral Christians, you know, eh? They all will be what? In the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's what they will be. With who? First and foremost, Gundi Yabaso Kayoda, the Antichrist. Then Satan joined him. And now all these people will also what? Join that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But by the grace of the Holy Spirit, okay, God wants to make sure that we're not part of that crowd, isn't it? Glory be to God. He has given us the Holy Spirit to help us live through this life, okay, in holiness and righteousness as we await the coming of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.